I'm a first-year DMA student at University of Florida School of Music. I was the winner of the UF Concerto competition this year, and I'm currently studying with Dr. Evan Mitchell.
What did you play in the competition?
Oh, I played the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto.
That's an ambitious choice.
That was.
And how did it go? I mean, apparently very well.
Yes, it went well, and it exceeded my expectation because I didn't think I would be able to play this piece at first. But my professor, he was really good at teaching, and it only took me like 2 months for me to prepare for this piece, and it went well. So I was so happy.
That's wonderful. Now, you have a recital coming up when?
It's going to be on April 19th, and it's going to be a Saturday at 7:20 p.m.
Will that be in MUB 101?
Yes.
At the Music Building here at the University of Florida School of Music. Well, you're here today because one of the pieces that you'll be performing in your program, I understand. I'll ask you to tell me about it because this is a special pick for you. First of all, what is the piece and how did you come to be acquainted with it?
So the piece is Chen Yi's variations on A Wa Ri Gu Li. I picked this piece because I heard it and I thought it sounded so tonal and it didn't sound anything like contemporary music as we thought. And I also listened to Chen Yi's other pieces, which was most of them are atonal or the so-called contemporary pieces. So I was curious at first and then I looked it up. I found out that it was a piece when she wrote in her freshman year. So basically it was the beginning of her compositional work. And it was very plain, straightforward, and the theme was beautiful and pure. That was why I chose it in the first place.
In the theme itself, it's based on a folk song?
Yes. So, A Wa Ri Gu Li, as in the title, means fresh air and beautiful flowers. It is a very common name for the Uyghur women. So, Uyghur is a Chinese ethnic minority, and they are in the northwest of the China on the way up the Silk Road. They have their own dialects, and they like to dance, and while they are dancing, they sing to it.
I wonder if you could play the theme itself.
Yes. So the beginning is the theme.
That's a beautiful and evocative theme. I wondered, is it familiar broadly in China?
It is not a very familiar folk song for most of us. And Chen Yi said it was from something she heard from her childhood. So it was like long ago. And then some composers transcribed the folk song into a folk song book. And then some pop music singers sings this kind of melody in some of the pop songs, and then it gets more widely known. But I would say it's not a very familiar melody for most Chinese people.
You just alluded to the composer. You got to meet the composer recently. What insights did you gain from meeting the composer? Did you talk about this work specifically?
So I think I've learned so much about her, not just about the piece, when I met her in person. And she was a very bright, very optimistic and energetic person. And she talked to me about how she composed this. As I said, she found this folk song melody from her memory, from her childhood. And then during her freshman year, it was in China at the Central Music Conservatory, where she underwent strict tonal training. So this piece was during that year when she just started her study as a composer. And then afterwards, this piece was premiered by her sister. So the reason why she started her college kind of late. It was composed when she was 26, was because that she went to the countryside and worked as a farmer when she was in high school during the Cultural Revolution. And she just lost 3 years in the countryside without going to school or studying or composing. And yeah, so that was basically the background of her composition of this music.
So this work, you say, is maybe less representative of what her music would come to sound like in her mature years.
Yes, because it was not until after she went to the U.S. That she got atonal trainings, especially when she was in University of Columbia and when she had like almost complete atonal trainings. And afterwards, her music was like atonal and contemporary sound.
Would atonal or serial music not appeal to you as a performer as much?
Well, personally, I would say it's kind of a challenge for me, and I personally would prefer not to perform things like that. However, as musicians in the 21st century, it is kind of our responsibility to carry on and to, you know, promote the contemporary music for the living composers. So whether I like it or not, it's part of the responsibility.
When you got to meet the composer, you told her that you were going to be performing this work?
Yes. So I told her I was going to perform this work, and I also performed the work for her. And she gave me some advice for the performance. The first thing she said is that she wants me to maybe group the variations according to the key signatures. So only the fourth variation of all the variations has flat signatures. And before or after that are either in E major or A major. So when performing, think about how I want to group those variations that share the same signatures together, and it will be helpful. The second advice she gave me is that she was looking for more contrast, especially in between the low register and the high registers. Maybe different touch for different registers. For the low registers, maybe more body weight and hold longer. And also between variations, she also wants more contrast. For example, in the fugue variation, she wants more firm touch and play like Bach. And in the last variation, when people might consider it as a like calm section before we enter the climax, she wants it to be more flowing and not make the audience think that it is the end of the piece.
Did you feel like it was a productive discussion that you had with the composer?
Yes. I feel that because maybe she didn't hear a lot of performers play for her in person, she couldn't probably expect a lot of the problems. And when I played for her, she saw my performance, and there was something that she came up on the side. So it was not something planned ahead or on this could be written on the score, but something productive.
I wonder if I could ask you to play these variations now. I'd really love to hear them.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite variation in the set?
Yes, I like the fourth variation with the flag signatures because it has the most unique, unusual character than the other variations. And for me, it reminds me of Chopin's Funeral March when I was playing that. And I really like the contrast in between the lower registers and the higher registers.
I noticed it in the fugue. You played with almost no pedal, yes, right? Just like one would play a Bach fugue, right? To kind of keep things from getting too cloudy. And then there was a variation later in the piece that had the right and left hand really playing almost different rhythms.
Yes.
Is that challenging as a performer?
Yes. So basically, it was very hard for me to like coordinate both hands, especially when I need to think about when the left hand was the melody line and I was thinking about the other hand, the right hand, at the same time. So it's very hard to focus and it's very hard to coordinate to keep the rhythm like accurate.
So you'll be performing this then at your recital. Again, when is it?
It's going to be on April 19th.
April 19th at the Music Building. I hope it goes well. It sounds like it's going to go very well.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate your coming in here.
Thank you. My pleasure.